It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And the Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nassari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. And now here's the voice of the Bombers and host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Hallworth.
It is week 7 of the high school football season. Welcome into the Coach Brian Maddox Show. We are going to look back at last week's tough loss to Jacksonville. We'll preview tonight's matchup against the Patriots. We'll get started with Coach in just a moment. This is the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We are back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, boy, a tough one last week. You had your chances there in that ball game against Jacksonville, didn't you?
You bet. Yeah, it was. That one's gonna. It stung that night afterwards. It stung all weekend, and you know, you hope they don't. You know, that game doesn't show itself twice. I mean, it was to that degree the disappointment because we walked out of there feeling like we outplayed them.
Right.
We didn't feel like the better team won the game, and. And we hurt ourselves, and I think that's really where the sting comes in. And, you know, that old saying, you don't let somebody beat you twice. I don't, you know, Marion's got plenty of talent tonight. You know, they're a big enough challenge on their own. We don't need to have a letdown from last week. So that's kind of the just rebound. And but, yeah, the game was obviously, it was a frustrating way to lose. I think we put it on the ground 9 times.
Wow.
We only lost it 3. Uh-huh. But I don't know that I've had teams in my coaching career that didn't put it on the ground 9 times in a season. And we did it in one night. And one of it, I think it was, it went on the ground twice on one play there.
That's
late.
That's exactly right, yes.
So, I mean, we're being pretty picky when we say it went on the ground nine times, but it did.
Yeah.
You know, really, again, proud of the kids for their effort. And it's, people probably get tired of hearing you say that when you lose, but gee whiz, they fought all the way, literally, to the last play, even on the victory offense there at the end. You know, Tatum's trying to make something happen. The quarterback held on to it before he took a knee. And, yeah, I mean, just proud of them. Just really, really proud of them. Disappointed, hurting for them as much as anything. But, you know, rebound, reload, and go get ready for Marion.
Well, let's talk about the game a little bit. Of course, you won the coin toss. You wanted the ball first last Friday night, didn't you?
We did. We were very confident. I was hoping it wasn't overly confident, but we were very confident we could take the ball, go down the field and score. And, you know, and that's what we did. You know, we kind of sputtered there. You know, we had to score on a fourth down play. We were trying to set that bootleg pass up. We only run it to the right, at the, you know, as of last week anyway. And right-handed quarterback anyway, and we couldn't get it over there to left hash, get it over on the left hash, you know, or at least get it out to the center of the field. And it took us until about fourth and, what was it, fourth and four to do it. And there's Junior wide open out there in the flats, and he basically walked in the end zone. But, you know, came out, we ran the inside veer play, popped it, ran the midline, popped it, and there you are. We've got, about 17 yards of total offense there right on two plays. And, you know, they gave us a favorable defensive front to run some of our option plays, and you know, really just proud of the kids, came out and executed. Mr. Reed there late in the drive, that's what put us in the fourth down, but made up for it on the throw. It was nice opening drive, nice to go down, score, took some time off the clock, and you know, just couldn't have drawn it up much better.
Exactly. We'll continue talking about that. One thing that Bob and I were talking about in the broadcast, I'd like you to expand on, line splits. You had some bigger line splits we saw Friday night.
Right.
It depends on – tell us about what you're doing there with the bigger splits or the smaller splits.
Well, if you're going – you know, if you're going to go one tight end, two tight ends, and a full house backfield, you know, and any time you're running the option, you could be in the flex bone like you see Army and Navy do and spread the field. It doesn't matter. If you're running the option, you want to get those defensive linemen pulled further apart. When you don't block them on – you know, we intentionally don't block one of them every play. It's somebody different, but – you don't want them to be able to get to that fullback real quick, and so you widen your splits out so that their alignment is wider and farther away from the fullback. And so anyway, we thought the week prior that our splits were starting to get a little bit tight, so we emphasized it through practice, and so it may have looked a little wider, and I think they were a little bit wider than what we were most of the season, but you know, it. We knew they were going to cram the box with 9-10 people, so you know, just trying to spread them out any way we
you
can.
Bet. Well, you score on the opening drive, and then they answer, and they get a touchdown. What was the feeling on the sideline after they come down and score and answer our opening round touchdown?
Well, the feeling was, you got to be kidding me, because we had a bust, you know, and that's – we're playing our shell coverage where, you know, keep them in front of you, and they get behind us. You know, we bid on a fake in the backfield, and the number one receiver from the sideline over there, he just ran straight down the field and they threw it to him. I mean, it just, we couldn't have made it any easier for him. And I think that was the, you got to be kidding me. But, you know, you got Dawson Tabor and Junior over there on the sideline just trying to pick everybody up. And that was good to see. Just let's go score again. And, you know, the kids are getting better each week at handling adversity and, you know, bad things happening to them. And, you know, it's, I think we would go out on the next series and drop the toss. And we get behind the chains and end up not doing much with it. But, you know, the defense is getting better every week. You got to eliminate those plays we were just talking about. I think they had 100 and some yards on just two plays.
Right.
I think we kept them below 100 yards of total offense if you eliminate two plays.
Right.
And so defense played really well and really played well enough to win the game, even with giving up the big plays. But
well, it was great to see the young man respond, because – after you score in your opening possession, they go down, score. We go three and out. They score again. You come back with what Bob and I talked about is by far the best drive of the season.
Yeah.
17 plays, 80 yards. It took 8 minutes and 42 seconds, and you get a touchdown out of it. It doesn't get any better than that.
And, boy, we were clicking, too. It was getting in and out of the right plays. You know, Dawson continues to do a good job of that. And, you know, getting some double teams up front and moving some of those defensive tackles out of the way. And Junior's doing what Junior does, and Dawson's reading it really well and being patient. And we got Hershberger, I believe, on that drive on a toss. And, So it was really kind of one of those – it was a situation where you get them off balance a little bit and their defensive tackles are huffing and puffing, and I love seeing that. And really, after that drive was over, if you would have asked me they were going to go on and win the game, I'd have called you crazy.
Yep.
They looked tired.
Yep.
They were struggling. I didn't think they could stop us. They go on. Of course, I don't know that they stopped us all night. I think we did. But it was a nice drive. I mean, it was just, you know, we were in the midline really well. I think Dawson popped a big play there to get us down inside the five on the midline. They all collapsed on Junior, and he kept it around the corner. Just nice drive, really nice drive.
They come back, they fumble, you get the football back, and that missed field goal. And, boy, he got the upright, but just missed it.
And so it begins as we get into this stretch of the game.
Yes, unfortunately.
You know, it's in some of those little things. They fumble right after that touchdown. We get the ball right back. We run the midline, and they collapse on Junior again, and there's a huge seam. And Dawson trips over Junior's foot. We get, like, 1 yard. And we called the toss. Really bad play call on my part because we still had, you know, we had some other option plays there. We missed a block on the toss, and all of a sudden they look up and it's third and long. That's not what we do. We were thinking we might take two downs, but we ran a little outside veer play. Junior gets like six.
Yeah.
And you're sitting at fourth and four, and you're going, I want to go for it. But we got a really good kicker. Dawson is very accurate. That's one of the first missed field goals I think he had all week, if you factor, you know, the practices. And it just hit the upright. Unlucky. Not much time left in the half. But, you know, we go for the field goal there thinking points may be at a premium later.
Right.
And if we get that one, you know, when we're driving there late in the game, it's possibly to win, not to tie.
Right.
But anyway, we get another break. You know, we hold them three and out.
Uh-huh.
And there's 11 seconds left, and I had that moment of do we call a timeout here or not? But on film, they had really struggled, their punt team, getting the snap to the punter. So we called that timeout, 11 seconds to go before halftime, called timeout. And I think everybody probably thought I was nuts, but we were just hoping they'd have a bad snap.
Sure.
That's exactly what we got. They snapped it over the punter's head. I thought we had caught the break of the season when they spotted it on the one-inch line. I said, okay, good. We're not going to get a safety out of this. We're going to go get a touchdown. And we didn't get a touchdown. We were out of timeouts. We ran just our little, you know, 30 midline, just to Junior, go do what you do. He actually asked for the ball, which I loved. And, you know, they crammed everybody in there in between the tackles. And silly me, I told Dawson on the way out, I said, Junior asked for the ball, don't audible. Lock that thing in and go ahead and run it.
Uh-huh.
Well, had I not said that, he was going to audible to anything else. Any other play in the playbook scores. They had nobody outside the tackles, literally.
Yeah.
And but, you know, that one's on me, I think. Probably should have told him to lock it in, but they stuff us. We go in the locker room with an opportunity to go up 14 or even 10, and we didn't get anything. Yeah. And that came back and bit us, obviously.
Yeah.
Good half.
It was.
You know, just – you know, didn't capitalize on opportunities for points.
We'll take a break, come back, talk more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling, with their very popular cosmic bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights. Pirate Ferry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya.
That's PiratePerryEvents.com.
Go Bombers! Go Bombers!
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub. Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate? You'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays. Just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers! Bombers!
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, before the break, we were talking about the last little bit there right before halftime with a chance to score, the field goal that didn't work. What was it like at halftime?
Yeah, they're the kid really good at halftime. The kids are, you know, you're hearing a lot of confidence out of them, too. There's kids, you know, some offensive linemen saying, guys, I can't stop us. Keep playing, you know. And, you know, coaches are going around. I know defensively just a couple of little adjustments, and we had to make a couple of adjustments on offense, just the way we were blocking a couple of our plays, and you know, pretty businesslike. But just to see the confidence, and again, I've said this every week, and I'm gonna say it again. I just go back to the Blyville scrimmage, where the way we were going into that game, and the locker room before, the locker room at halftime, it was nowhere near where it is now. And so there's some progress, real progress, being made. It's hard to see when you're not winning, but great locker room at halftime. Kids were ready to go.
Come out and force them to three and out on the first possession, and we get the ball to the eight, can't get any points out of it, and unfortunately a few plays later, boy, they bust a big one that turned out to be the game winner.
Well, that's, you know, it there's just so many little things, you know. If I sat here and just named off, I think I got to like 20 some different plays where one little thing, you know, and
wow.
The long touchdown run is an example of that. We were a little bit misaligned, not bad, but and it's so the line for us, because we're not the fastest team in the conference, let's just be real about it, and they have a kid at running back that can absolutely fly, and they ran a little outside play to him. It's, you know, a little sweep, straight outside zone play, and he runs basically straight to the sideline. The receivers all crack down on our linebackers and our safeties, and you know, we had one kid go inside of a block, not to the outside of the block, and that gave him a seam. And you just the margin for error for us on defense on those outside run plays is so thin. Was it a horrible mistake? Absolutely not. But it that little angle, now you can't catch a kid with that speed, and he takes off down the sideline and
right.
And goes to the house. We're calling for timeout before the ball's even snapped. We had a helmet issue, and so we sub Aiden Ritchie off, and we actually are sending Dawson Tabor on. That's
right.
That's where we were, and
uh-huh.
They didn't even let him get set. And I don't know that affected the play. I really don't. But we're sitting there. What did affect the play is we're calling for timeout. So that was unlucky, too. I mean, some of the little things you don't see from the bleachers, you know, that I don't know if I've seen Coach West that upset, because it's goodness, you know, what if we get that timeout right there?
Right.
But that was a big play, I think, for them. You know, for momentum, and we still go on and play the rest of the way pretty well.
Right.
The ball's on the ground too much.
And, yep.
But, yeah, that was a tough break for sure.
It was. Well, let's talk about, obviously, you know, it's tough with the loss, but a lot of positive things. What did you take away positive from the game last Friday night?
Well, we're getting to where we can throw it a little bit more. Dawson's been able to throw it, you know, pretty much all along, but just kind of developing from a pass protection standpoint, route running. You know, and obviously when you're wanting to run the ball first, because, you know, we got to be careful. We start throwing it too much, the games can get away from us. You know, you throw an incomplete pass, the clock stops.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen it before. You know, you've watched us, you know, in years past, we've tried to throw it a lot. That ball you go incomplete three times and go three and out, you just added maybe 3.5 minutes to the game. Well,
yep.
Do that two possessions. And so now we're not as deep. Almost everybody we play, they've got 22 starters, you know, 11 different ones on offense and defense, and we don't. And so even if you're throwing it well, it just doesn't favor you to get into that type of game. And So anyway, we know when we throw it, it's got to be efficient. We've got to be able to complete it. It's got to be safe. It doesn't need to be something where we're trying to thread the needle a whole lot. You got to take some chances. But anyway, long story short, the bootleg pass, to see it click the way it did, you know, Junior got that one down the sideline, went for 50-something, I think. They throw the phantom holding call. We never did find that on film to get us down inside the 15. But, to see that, you know, a couple of explosive plays. Dylan Pausch got open down the middle of the field. Dawson Tabor, the one that hit Dylan there down the middle, he went – that's his third option on the play. That's a sophomore quarterback.
Wow.
On homecoming night in the middle of a tight ball game, uh-huh. checking to his third person. And you just can't – I just don't have the words for that. His football IQ is just incredible. And, we hit a couple of kids in the hands. We drop it. We had Dylan make, the opposite, too. We had some kids make some catches. Dylan Pausch went down and made the catch on the ground to keep a drive going. Just great route running, good pass protection. I thought, you can't say enough about that. So the passing game, it really stood out to me. The negative, I would say, the veer. We misread it a little bit too often in the second half, and it resulted in some turnovers. We'd get hit right as we would pull the ball, and it probably should have been a give, and the ball comes out. But that's just, again, that's stuff that takes a little time and just getting comfortable in the system. But the kids fighting till the last play, the defense, the angles they're taking to the ball, the tackling's getting a little bit better. It's still nowhere near, I think, where it needs to be, but – special teams, Quentin kicking it through the end zone.
Right.
So that a lot of positives. Lathan Aldridge was in on 11 tackles on defense. Brock Boget's getting better each week. And just, well, I could go on and on, honestly. It's Logan Walker, sophomore out there at corners, playing really well. Mm-hmm. And Aiden Ritchie, my goodness, playing center and playing defensive tackle. And he just continues to play hard all four quarters. It's You see what some of our kids are doing for four quarters that they hold up. I think it speaks what kind of shape they're in.
Exactly. And,
so a lot of really good things. Too many to mention, to be honest with you, and that's a good thing.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk about the matchup tonight against Marion. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, Marion tonight. This is a Patriots team that the Searcy beat them last week. They had a tough two-point loss to West Memphis 3 weeks ago. They started, 3-0. This is a very good ball club, much improved ball club.
They they brought a lot of kids back, so they're and that's they were good last year. I remember playing them last year. Defending them was just. Wow. They were that kind of challenge because they were so good at everything. And they've got a similar look to them this year where they're just their offense is so explosive. They'll throw it downfield. They don't care if it's covered, and they'll come down with it. And that's when you're us, that makes you cringe. They throw the screens, and they throw them really, really well. And they run the ball between the tackles really well. So, you know, quarterback can run it. And you just, again, you go, where do you cheat?
Right.
And so, you know, what we're going to do, we're going to stem a little bit, you know, try to make it look like we're going to take the screen away, bounce out at the last second. It's really been our best, you know, our best defense to some of that stuff is just try to roll in and out of some things. But got a tackle in space, and, boy, it'll be a big challenge for sure. But, yeah, going back to what you're, the main point, West Memphis, for example, they're the old West Memphis this year, and we'll see them here in about four games. But we've – you know, all the conference teams, they're loading their films into a pool, what we call a pool on our huddle. You know, it's computer software where all of our game films go. So we all can see each other now. It, you know, what we've done in the past, you just exchange your previous three games. Well, now we all just put every game in a pool. And so it's in a conference agreement this year to do that. So we've seen West Memphis quite a bit in watching the teams that we're going to play. And my goodness. And, you know, you look at them and you say, wow, they're really good. And Marion played right with them. And so that tells you that. Do I think West Memphis was the better team and probably could have pulled away a little bit more? Yeah. But Marion's still a really good team. They were unlucky to lose to Searcy, I thought, last week. That could have gone either way. Just a tremendous challenge. They got a really good team. So it's a big challenge.
A new coach, Keith Houston, he's coached in the JUCO ranks, and even better, bigger than that was a big high school coach in the Dallas area.
Right.
Yeah, so he's got some experience. He was a player at Ole Miss, and so he's got some good experience. I know the fans down there are very excited about what he's bringing in.
Well, they've got, and I think three or four went with him, too, to Marion, so that helps as well. And I think that's probably what made the transition so solid for him. And I was really surprised to see Jed go last year, Davis. Mm-hmm. I always felt like he may have done as good a job as anybody in the conference.
Yeah.
They're schematically, they're really hard to game plan for. I would actually say they've gotten simpler than what they were doing last year.
Hmm.
That's not a knock. They're very good at it. Yeah. I think sometimes simpler can be better. They just try to be good at what they're doing. And different coaches have different philosophies. And you can tell Coach Houston that's his, be a little more simple and just play and you know, if you don't need it, don't run it. They're just that one of those deals. And so they get right to the point on offense. They get right to the point on defense. And they're very good at what they do. You can tell they teach technique really well. But and obviously got great athletes. I think their defense is going to be a big challenge for us too because we hadn't seen just a straight 3-4 to the way they run it. Harrison was similar. But, you know, it's a challenge for sure.
Yep. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular cosmic bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights. Pirate Perry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com.
Go Bombers! Go Bombers!
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub. Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate? You'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays. Just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers! Bombers!
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Of course, last week was homecoming, Brian, and one of the things that's always part of homecoming is the Powerpuff game, right?
Right. Yeah, that's we. You know, it's when I was in high school, it was on Sundays, and it seemed like when I first started coaching here, it was on Sundays, and I say Sundays or Saturday afternoon, maybe. But anyway, they're doing it now in front of the whole student body Thursday afternoon. It's kind of like almost a mini pep rally, really. But everybody goes out in the bleachers. They play it right there at Bomber Stadium, right on the football field. And, you know, I'm learning. This is 2 years in a row. It's almost an opportunity for our kids to go out there and pretend to be the coaches. And I think some of them are mocking me a little bit. They put the visor on, and they'll take a clipboard, and you look at their clipboard, and there's absolutely nothing on it, you know. And but it's fun to see the kids, you know, in a different element that way. And,
yeah.
You know, of course, the Powder Puff game. Sometimes they get out there and officiate it. Sometimes they coach. Sometimes they stand out there and do nothing and just, you know, make fun of everybody and joke around with each other. But it's a good time. The kids have a good time with it. You know, Dylan Pausch, he was out there throwing the ball around with somebody. And they call, I guess, I found out his nickname is 7-Eleven because he's always open. And a pretty good omen because Friday night he was open quite a bit.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it was good time. The Powder Puff game was good time, but we got to talk to the kids about making fun of us and mocking us with the visors and the clipboards and whatever else. But, few extra sprints for them.
There you go. Hey, the weather tonight. It's finally football weather 7 weeks into the season. Hey, time.
Did summer end yet or what? My goodness, football practice is fun when it's 95 degrees. And you're on the turf, so you add some heat there. But,
yep.
Thank goodness for some cooler weather, and it's going to be a good night for football for sure.
Well, let's talk about the keys tonight. What do you have to do to get a win?
Well, one thing for sure, we got to take away number 28, the running back, the Jones kid. He's pretty gifted as a runner, and we really got to minimize. We don't need to give up the big plays on the ground. We may give some up through the air. I hope not, but we definitely don't need to give them up, you know, on the ground. We got to tackle, make them drive the length of the field, and for crying out loud, we got to finish some drives and get more points. You know, we actually played well enough last week to score in the 30s and didn't. And when we against Marion, you better score. You're not going to shut them out. There's no way. I don't feel like that can be done. But you know, we can minimize them hopefully and then score on our end. But can't put the ball on the ground. We need Quentin to keep kicking it in the end zone and you know, don't give up big plays and special teams. But that continues to be the formula for us. We got to be more efficient, you know, get points, kill the clock a little bit, short, have a chance going into the fourth quarter. But big challenge tonight, but we're looking forward to it. The kids are ready to go play.
Yes. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Joining you from the stadium in Marion next. This is Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nasari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. Stay tuned. More of the pregame show on the way next here on Classic Hits 101.7.